Lot to do today. We left off on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Boi Rabbi Zeira, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Boi Rabbi Zeira, Zeira has the following kasha. Isha mahi b'bal ta'acher. Is a woman subject to the laws of b'bal ta'acher? I mean, Rashi points out over here. Rashi says, not yet. So the question is meaning, let's say again, a woman has a karban, a woman offered to bring a karban. Is she subject to the laws of Baal Tacher of delaying to go ahead and bring her offering? So the Gemara says, Mi Arminon, Halo Mechaibe Beri'iyah. On one hand, we can say that she's not obligated in Re'iyah, meaning she's not obligated to ascend to the Beis HaMikdash during the Regal. And remember, again, a woman is not obligated for Aliyah the Regal. And Rashi points out over here, Dechsiv Kol Zuchurcha, because the Pasuk says, all of your males shall go ahead and ascend. The lo mechayv lemesak, Rashi says, the lo shayach beizman regel leval ta'achr. So again, on one hand, we could say that since it's the regalim that go ahead and trigger the violation of baal ta'achr, and the woman is not subject to the laws of aliyah, the regel, so maybe she's not subject to baal ta'achr. On the other hand, halo mechayv b'riyah, o dilma, iha isa b'simcha. Or maybe on the other hand, she is obligated in simcha b'samachta b'chagecha. And Rashi points out over here, Rashi says, mishum simcha, amar bizman kayim ein simcha ela shlamim. On the other hand, she is obligated in the mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah of simcha is part and parcel of the mitzvah of aliyah the regel as well. So therefore, maybe she is subject to baal ta'acher. So the Gemara says, amar Abaye said, b'teifu klei daha isei b'simcha. Abaye said, well, I think she should be subject to baal ta'acher since she is obligated in simcha. Umi amar Abaye hachi, but did Abaye actually say this? V'hamar Abaye isha b'ayla b'samcha. But yet Abaye said, actually, a woman is not obligated in simcha. What is the obligation? A husband is obligated to bring his wife joy on the Yom Tov. Rashi says over here, b'ayla b'samcha, b'ba'al, b'ba'al, big day tzivonin, Be'eretz Yisrael, big day pishton hamaguhatsin. So this is, excuse me, be'bavel, be'big day tzivonin, be'eretz Yisrael, be'big day pishton. So interesting enough, Abaye writes that a woman does not have an obligation of simcha on her own. Instead, the obligation is for a husband to be misameach his wife. And Rashi just points out that there were different ways in Bavel, so the men used, the husbands used to bring their wives colored garments, and in Eretz Yisrael, it was white garments. So how could Abaye say that the woman is obligated in Simcha? It's not her obligation, it's her husband's obligation, to which the Gemara says, L'dvarav d'Rabbi Zeira ka'amar. In reality, Abaye is saying, according to Rabbi Zeira, Abaye says, according to me, a woman is not chayv in Simcha, but rather, according to you, Rabbi Zeira, who holds that a woman is obligated in Simcha, that obligation should also trigger the obligation for baal ta'acher. Again, remember, we brought up before the concept of bechor. So bechor is the firstborn animal that has to be given over to the kohen within the first year. So the question is, when does the clock start for bechor? So the Gemara says, Abaye Amar, Mishah Shenolad. So Abaye says, the clock, the one-year clock starts from the moment that it's born. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, the one-year clock only begins when? At the time when it is technically usable in a sacrificial fashion. When is an animal usable in a sacrificial fashion? Only from 8 days and on. V'lopligi, truth is, not arguing. Habitam tap of Zayin, Habibal Mum. One of them is referring to a tam, an unblemished animal. So remember, again, an unblemished animal technically is usable again for sacrificial purposes, and therefore again we start the count from 8 days. But a balmum, on the other hand, which is not going to be usable for sacrificial purposes, so the 1 year clock will begin as soon as the animal is born. So the Gemara says, 1 second, mi matzi achile. But how can you go ahead and say that a bechor that has a balmum, that you could eat it immediately, that you could offer it, that you could shecht it immediately when it's born? We both say in general there's an issue. When an animal is born, sure, it's not just an animal, it's people also, that we don't assume that something or someone that is born is immediately viable. That's why, for example, again, Rahman al-Islam, if a child dies within 30 days, we do not sit Shiva for that child, because again, within 30 days, the halacha considers the child as a non-viable entity. So the Gemara says, how can you go ahead and shech the animal immediately when it's born? After all, again, how do you know that it's viable? To which the Gemara answers, What are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with a situation where we know, you see, the reason at the end of the day why, let's say, an animal when it's first born is not considered immediately viable is because we don't know if the mother carried the baby to term. So because of that, again, the baby might be a little bit premature, which may render it unviable. So therefore, again, the Gemara says, we're talking about a case where you know the mother carried the baby to term. So because they carried the baby to full term, therefore, again, in that type of situation, however you know that, but in that type of situation, so again, the baby, when it's born, is considered to be fully viable immediately at birth, and therefore, technically speaking, in a case where it was a bal mum, and therefore, again, was not going to really be usable as a classical bechar, the kohen would be able to go ahead and shecht it immediately. Okay, so the owner would be able to shecht it immediately. Excuse me. And this price is going to take us, the truth is, through Amud Beis. So says the Gemara. Good, good. So the Gemara says, "San Rabbanan, the Echad of Nisan, on the first of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah lechadoshim uli iburin uli trumas shkalim." So now the Brisa says that on the first of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh, is Rosh Hashanah for chadoshim, meaning that Nisan is the first of all months li iburin. Now I will say iburin sounds like leap years, right? Intercalation of the months uli trumas shkalim. Shumas Shkala means, remember again, with the bright thing over here is that on the first of Nisan, they would begin to use the new half shekels that were collected for to purchase the sacrifices. They shomrim, and there are those who say, Af l'schiras batim, even for home rentals. So also, this is actually very interesting. If you look at Rashi, Af l'schiras batim, hamaskir bayis l'chavero. If someone rents a home to his friend, v'amar l'shanazu, and he says, I'm renting it to you for a year. For this year, or I should say for this year, Kalsa Shanasa Be'echad B'Nisan. A year ends on Nisan 1, first of Nisan, Afilu Lo Darbo Ela Chodesh Echad. Even if what? Even if he only lived there for 1 year. In other words, if it's Adar, 1 month, thank you. In other words, if it's Adar, and I say to Reuven, I want to rent you this house for this year, when does this year end for rental purposes? Nisan. And even if so, even though now it's Adar and he's only going to live there for a month, that's the end of the rental. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go through each of these things one by one. So the Gemara says, L'chadosh minalan, how do we know that Nisan is the first of all months? To which the Gemara says, D'chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Hachodesh hazeh lochem, Rosh chadoshim, Rishonu l'chadshe hashana. Because the Pasuk says again, this month is for you the first of all months, the first of all the years of the month. Now, both say that Pasuk by itself, you say, yeah, it's a slam dunk, except, of course, remember, only one issue, which is the Torah doesn't say which Chodesh we exactly are referring to over here. Therefore, the Gemara goes on, because what do the subsequent Pesukim say? Dabra Kaladas Yisrael, speak to the assembly of the Jewish people, they were saying to them, Be'esrala Chodesh Hazeh, on the 10th of this month, V'ikchulahem Ish Selevei Savos Selebayis. Each person will take a lamb, first time referring to the Paschal, Karan Pesach. The Pasuk goes on, V'hayolachem Mishmeres Ad Arba'a Sayom L'Chodesh Hazeh. And it will be, you'll watch over it until the 14th of the month. Okay, so therefore again, Torah's told me that this month is the first of all months. Torah's telling me now on the 10th of this month, you will bring your Karban Pesach. Uksiv, Shamar Es Chodesh Ha'aviv. And the Pasuk says, guard or keep watch over the month of Aviv. Now, we normally translate Aviv as spring. The truth is, the real meaning of the word Aviv is the month that has the first ripened produce. That's really what Aviv actually etymologically means. First ripened produce. So the Gemara says, Ezu Chodesh, Sheyesh Bo Aviv. What is the month? Now again, I want to be clear on something. What's the connection of this pasuk? The entirety of this pasuk is, Shamor Es Chodesh Aviv, Va'asisa Pesach LaHashem Elokecha. So guard the month of Aviv, and you will make a Pesach for Hashem. Why? Ki bechodesh ha'aviv hotzi'acha Hashem Elokecha mimitzrayim laila. So here's what we have. So on the first part, on the first end of the drasha, Torah told me, Achodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadoshim. This month is the first of all months. Which month is that? I'm not sure, but here's what I know happened. I know Karban Pesach is brought in that month. Remember, that's in Shmos. Now we go to Dvarim, and in Dvarim, the Torah tells me, keep watch over the month of the Aviv. Why? Because what happened in that month? You went ahead and you left Mitzrayim. So now here's what I know, which is the month that I left Mitzrayim, which is the first of the month, is also called Chodesh Aviv, the month of the first ripened produce. So the Gemara says, Ezu Chodesh Yesh Bo Aviv. What is the month that has the first ripened produce? Havi Omer Zeh Nisan. That's agriculturally we know that that's Nisan. Vikari Le Rishon. And yet the Torah calls it Rishon. So here's the Gemara's proof that Nisan is the first of all months. The Ima Iyar. Maybe it's Iyar. There's a lot of ripening produce in Iyar as well. But Ina Aviv Veleka. No, because Iyar already again is not the month of the first ripened produce. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Adar. Maybe it refers to Adar, because again, some of the produce that ripens a little bit early ripens in Adar. To which the Gemara says, No, but Ina Rov Aviv. We are looking for a month in which the majority of the produce ripens. Veleka. And that does not happen during Adar. To which the Gemara says, Midi Rov Aviv Ksiv. But is that what the Pasuk says? Does the Pasuk say, Shamor Es Chodesh Rov Aviv? That you should guard for yourself, right? The month where the majority of the produce, it just says some of the first produce. Ela, therefore, I will say, therefore, the Gemara scraps that raya and goes to another one. Ela Amar Rav Chista Me'acha. Rav Chista says, Rav Chista, again, we're just trying to prove that Nisan is the first of the months of the year. So rather, says Rav Chista from here, Ach b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i ba'asbechem es tevua sa'aret. So also listen to this. It'll be on the 15th day of the 7th month when you gather all of the grain of the earth. Ezehu chodesh she'ish bo asifa. What is the month? What is the month for which there is a gathering? Havi omer zeh tishrei. So also again, what month, remember again, what is this referred to? In an agricultural society, when you harvest, let's say, your wheat, you don't immediately bring it in. In fact, you leave it in the field to dry out. So what month is the month that you bring everything in? That's called Tishrei, the Kakari Le Shvi. And yet again, what does the Torah call Tishrei? It calls it the seventh month. If Tishrei is the seventh month, then guess what? Nisan is the first. Ve'ema Mar Cheshvan. But interestingly enough, we often refer to the month of Cheshvan as Mar Cheshvan, so we think that it's because there's no Yamim Tovim. It's actually interesting that it seems to be clear that actually the earliest, the way they used to call Cheshvan was Mar Cheshvan or Merach Shevan, that was the name of the month. I don't know historically, again, when it just morphed into Cheshvan, but you see over here, Mar Cheshvan, maybe it refers to Cheshvan. Maybe it refers to the month of Cheshvan. Umay Shvi'i, Shvi'i Le'ir. And what does it mean that Cheshvan is the seventh month? It means it's the seventh month since Iyar, meaning maybe Iyar is the first of the month. To which the Gemara says, but you know, Asif Aleka. No, because in Cheshvan already, Cheshvan is the rainy season. And therefore, what people have already brought in their crops from the field, I ve'ema Evel. So maybe the seventh month refers to Evel, and Evel is going to be the month in which you bring in the crops. Umay Shvi'i. And what does it mean it's the seventh month? Shvi'i La'adar. And therefore, again, I will say, Adar would be the first of all months. To which the Gemara says, Ba'ina Rov Asif Veleka. No, you need a month. You need a month at what? Where the majority of the collecting of the crops from the field occurs, and that does not happen during Elul. To which the Gemara again says, Midi Rov Asif Ksiv. Does the Torah say, Chag Rov HaAsif? So therefore, again, the Gemara has to scrap that Raya, and therefore goes to another one. Ela Amar Ravina. Rather, Ravina says, Davar Zeh, this thing. What's this thing? This idea that Nisan is the first of all months, mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu, we actually don't learn it from the Torah, rather mitivrei Kabbalah lamadnu. I will say divrei Kabbalah, by the way, does not mean like what you think it means. Divrei Kabbalah means Navi. Means Navi from tradition. We learn it out from our tradition, from Navi. What does it say in Navi? Biyom Esrim v'arba la'ashtei asar chodesh hu chodesh shvat. Because what does the Pasuk say? On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is Chodesh Shvat. So we'll say, if the 11th month is Chodesh Shvat, then by definition, the first month must be Nisan. Okay. Rabbi Bar Ula Amar Mehecha. Rabbi Bar Ula learns that from here. Vatilakach Esther El Hamelech Achashverosh. From Megillas Esther. Esther was taken to the palace of Achashverosh. El Beis Malchuso, to his palace. Vachodesh Ha'asiri Hu Chodesh Teves. On the 10th month, which is the month of Teves. Again, I will say, if Teves is the 10th month, then all just again just count backwards and makes Nisan the first. Rav Kana Mehach, Rav Kana says from here, Ba'arba'a l'chodesh ha'tishi, v'kislev, and it was on the fourth of the month of the ninth month of Kislev. Again, if Kislev is the ninth month, Tishrei is the first. Rav Acha Yaakov Bar Mehach, Rav Yaakov Yaakov says from here, Vayikru sofrei hamelech ba'isahi, ba'chodesh hashlishi hu chodesh Sivan. The scribes of the king called out at that time on the third month, which is the month of Sivan. Again, if Sivan is month number three, Nisan is month number one. Rav Asher Bar Mehach, Rav Asher says from here, Hippiopur by Megillas Esther again. He drew a lot. Hu ha-goral lifnei Haman. Miyom, bless you. Miyom liyom u'michodesh l'chodesh. He drew a lot again from day to day, from month to month. Shneim asar hu chodesh adar. And it fell out when? On the 12th month, which is chodesh adar, which Rav Osai again means that Nisan is number one. So we'll say again, these are all just different psukim, all pointing, again, the good part about Navi, as opposed to Torah, is that the psukim from Nevi'im explicitly say which month they're referring to, as opposed to the Torah, which just tells you the number of the month it's referring to, without telling you which month it's referring to. Again, the Nevi'im tell you Tishrei, Kislev, and therefore, again, much easier to create a raya. V'yibayisei other could say from here, Bachodesh harishon, who chodesh Nisan. So we'll say this, actually, you actually have to chuckle a little bit at this. Chuckle. Right, so actually, so listen to this. So thank you. So right, so actually, this is very interesting, because here's quoting again from Megillas Esther. Bachodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan. What's interesting about this is the following. So here I will say, you have a pasuk that explicitly says what? The first month is the month of Nisan. So why don't we just bring Bakulu my time a lot? So I will say, you see how amazing this is? We've literally gone through almost like a daf of Gemara. Let's bring from this pasuk, let's bring from that pasuk. Here, the pasuk of the Megillah explicitly says the first month, which is Nisan. So Vakulu my time alo Amri Mehai. So why doesn't everybody just say from this particular pasuk? So the Gemara says, because Dilma my Rishon, because this truth is, this context is not as clear as you think. Dilma my Rishon l'mil say. Perhaps in Megillas Esther, what does it mean when it says that Chodesh Adar, that Chodesh Nisan is the first month? Maybe it was the first for the events that were occurring. Meaning, maybe the statement over here is not a calendrical statement that Nisan is the first of the months, but rather, what is it? It's an events statement that everything that was going on, Nisan was the first month in which all of these particular events were unfolding. Therefore, it's not a raya. So now the Gemara says, "V'tana didan." So I'll say, here's what's interesting, because now what this brisa says is that Nisan is the first of all months. So what's interesting to note, the Gemara asks, is, so why doesn't the Tana of our Mishnah discuss this? Meaning our Mishnah is discussing about the New Year's. Why doesn't the Tana also bring in here that Nisan is the first of all months? Meaning the Tana of our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, to which the Gemara says very simply, B'sharim kamari, b'chadashim lo kamari. Because our Mishnah is talking about the years, our Mishnah is not talking about months. So therefore, again, our Mishnah only speaks about New Year's, but does not speak about when the first of the months actually occur. Fine, next, Uli Iburin. So remember again, the Braisa said that Nisan is the first month. Nisan is the first month for Iburin, literally for leap years. So the Gemara says, Uli Iburin min Nisan manina. Is that true that we count for leap years from Nisan? But Tanya, we learned, in Ma'avrines Hashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah, you may not go ahead and declare a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. V'im ibruha, and if you did so, eina mu'uberes, the designation is not valid. Aba mipnei hadchak ma'avirin osa achar Rosh Chodesh. Excuse me, achar Rosh Hashanah. But again, I will say, if there's a significant need, if there's a dchak, Rashi says, aba mipnei hadchak shemefachadin shlo yigzeru nochrim meleishev beizdin oshitzarech hanasi l'chatzar melech. So I will say, this would be, if for some reason there's a concern that Beis Din won't be able to congregate, to be able to go ahead and declare the leap year later on. So you can do it after Rosh Hashanah. So after Rosh Hashanah miyad, v'af api kein, and despite all of this, ein me'abrim ela adar. I will say, whenever you declare a leap year always is only one particular month, and that is the month of Adar. So we'll say, so what do you see? You see from here that, again, what do you mean when you say that Nisan is the first month for leap years. It's not true. We never make Adar a leap year. We will never make Nisan a leap year. Only Adar is a leap year. Ela Amrav Nachar Ma Yitzchak Ma Iburin. What does it mean that Nisan is the first for leap years? Hafsokas Iburin. Oh, what it means is that Nisan is the last time in which what? You can declare a new year. Meaning that once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, that is the end of the possibility to declare a leap year in that particular year. Disnan, Heine Idu, they explain, Shema Avrin Hashana Kol Adar, Shayu Omrim Ad HaPurim. So the Gemara says the food is following. So the Gemara says, Heine Idu, they testify that you can go ahead and be Ma'avr the Shana, you can go ahead and declare a leap year. Kol Adar, the entire month of Adar, Shayu Omrim Ad HaPurim. And some said, oh no, you can only do it not the entire Adar, but only when? Only until Purim. My time of demand the Amr Ada Purim. What's the reason? Well, according to the opinion, you say you could only declare a leap year until Purim. The Amr Mar, Sholin Behilchos HaPesach, Kodim LePesach, Shloshim Yom. Because the halacha is, Rabosai, that we begin to learn the halachos of Pesach before Pesach 30 days. And therefore, what? Asi Lizazule Bechametz. People may come to take the prohibition of Chametz too lightly. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Sha'asi Lizazule the chametz shekvar min apurim ve'ilech ischilu ad asharam lijosh berav milchos haPesach huskuku ashomim la'asos Pesach l'sof lamed ve'im ya'avru beizin es hashana lo yiskablu divrei shluchei beizin l'shomim litchos es haPesach shekvar shomim ad asharam. So this is fascinating. So what happens? So according to this opinion, it says that you can only declare a leap year up until Purim, is because once Purim comes, people begin to go ahead and prepare for Pesach, and the darshanim, the rabbanim, are already out teaching Hilchos Pesach. If Bezin were to decide to then declare a leap year, which would then what? Push Pesach off another month. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, people aren't going to listen. Why? Because people are going to say, you know what? If the rabbis already started speaking about Pesach, I guess the contemporary, the Starkey put out their book already about the laws of Pesach. That means, again, Pesach is coming. I don't care what you tell me about leap year or not leap year. It's not true. So there was a concern that if you start within that window, if you declare the leap year within that window of which people began preparing for Pesach, people won't listen to you about the leap year and will not end up observing Pesach on the correct date. The Idach, and the other opinion says, meaning the other opinion that says, no, that you could go ahead and declare the leap year until the end of Chodesh Adar. Meida yada, meida yediyah, people know that the leap year, that the concept of that we have to be ma'abr shana, that sometimes the rabbis have to make that call a little bit late in the process. And the people realize that the rabbis were not able to make that call until this point. So we'll say, so that's the machlokes. So therefore, what we see over here is one thing is clear, which is comes Chodesh Nisan, you no longer have the option to declare a leap year according to everyone. According to one man, Domer, the ability to declare a leap year ends on Purim. According to the other man, Domer, you could declare a leap year through the entirety of Chodesh Adar, but once Chodesh Nisan comes, that window is closed. So just so you know, this is why, interesting enough, in a leap year, like we had this year, comes Chodesh Nisan, what do we stop doing? We stop saying Ulachaparas Pasha in Musaf. Right? If you notice again in Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, there are those two extra words, the Chaparas Pasha, for the atonement of sin. What does that have to do with a leap year, by the way? The whole idea of when we look at a leap year, so the truth is what it gives us is one extra month throughout the year of tshuva, right? That's why lechaparas pasha. I have one more month until Rosh Hashanah comes, which is an incredible gift. I have one more month of tshuva. But interestingly enough, we only add that in through Adar. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we omit saying lechaparas pasha. Why? Because once Nisan comes, there is no longer the ability to declare the new year. To declare a leap year. V'tana didan. So we'll say, why doesn't the Tana of our Mishnah include this? Right? Why is it disincluded in our Mishnah that Nisan is the first month for leap years? Or I should say that at least that Nisan is the end of the ability for leap years. To which the answer is very simply, Baschala Kamari Bafsakalo Kamari. Because we'll say, what is our Mishnah occupied with? Our Mishnah is talking about beginnings. It is not discussing ends. And this idea that the Brisa says that Nisan, what the relevance of Nisan for a leap year is not for a beginning, but rather for what? It's an end of Beis Din's ability to declare a leap year for the new year. Therefore, it's not included in our Mishnah. Ulechumas Shkalim. So what did the Braisa say? That Nisan is the beginning of the year for Truma Shkalim, meaning that comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we like to draw on the new Shkalim for communal offerings and to not take from the old Shkalim anymore. To which the Gemara says, Minalan, where do we know this from? Rabbi Yoshi has said, because the pasuk says, Zos Olas Chodesh Bechadsho Lechadshe Hashanah. This is the carbon. This is the Ola that will be brought. Chodesh Bechadsho, each month in its month, throughout the months of the year. Amra Torah, what does the Torah say? Chadesh, renew, the Havei carbon mitruma chadasha, and bring a carbon from the new truma, from the new collection. The Gamri Shana Shana, mi Nisan, and make a Gzir Shabav Shana Shana from Nisan. So the Gemara says, Dichsiv, Rishon Hu Lechadshe Hashana. Because the pasuk says it is the first of all months. The ligmor shana shana mitishrei. So what the Gemara essentially says is we make a gzera shava of rishon. We learn out again, or I should say, we make a gzera shava. Excuse me, of shana shana. So just like it says over here, zos olas chodesh bechashol chad sheyashana. So therefore, the Torah is telling me I have to take from the new shkalim. So gzera shava of shana shana from Nisan, rishon olachad sheyashana, and therefore it teaches us that the new truma, the new shkalim, must be used on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara says, I v'ligmar shana shana mitishrei. Why don't you make a gzera shava of shana shana from Tishrei also? Maybe I have to begin to use the new shkalim on Tishrei. To which the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. Dichsib mireishes hashana. Done in Shana Sheyesh Imachadashim, Mishana Sheyesh Imachadashim. Ve'in done in Shana Sheyesh Imachadashim, Mishana Sheyin Imachadashim. I'll say here's the difference. That when it speaks about, again, the new karbanos from the new Shkalim, it uses the Lashon of Shana and Chodesh, right? Year and month. By Nisan, it also uses Rishon Hu L'chad Sheyashana. It uses the Lashon of years and months. But by Tishrei, it only speaks about years, does not speak about months. Therefore, Rav Osai, when we make a Gzeira Shava, we like the phrases to be as similar as possible. Therefore, because the phrase by Karbanos more resembles the phrase by Nisan, which makes mention of year and month, so therefore we'd rather compare it to Nisan than to Tishrei, which only speaks about year and not month. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. Karbanos tzibor haba'al be'echa b'nisan, mitzvah habi min ha'chadosh. So Rabbi Yehuda said in Mishmo, when you bring communal offerings on the first of Nisan, it is a mitzvah to bring it from the new shkalim that were collected. V'im hevi min ha'yasha, but if you ended up bringing it from the old shkalim, yatza, then you are yotze. Elo shechitzer mitzvah, but what shechitzer mitzvah literally means your mitzvah is deficient. Meaning, just know you have not done it in the best way. Tanya na'me'achir writes that supports this. Karbanos tzibor haba'al be'echa b'nisan. If you have communal offerings that come on the first of, excuse me, if you bring communal offerings on the first of Nisan, mitzvah lahavi min ha'chadosh. It is a mitzvah to bring it from the new shkalim, the mehevi min ha'yashim. But if you brought it from the old shkalim, yotza, you are yotze. Elo shechiser mitzvah. But Rav say again, if you brought it from the old shkalim, you are yotze. Meaning the carbon is effective, but your mitzvah is deficient. The yachid sheis nadev mishalo. But Rav say again, if you have an individual, let's say, who pledged his own money for a carbon seabor, ksherin, it's good. Ubilvad shiyim srim tzibor. So I'll say this could be a yachid that gave his animal, could be a yachid that gave his money. The point is the yachid, the individual, gave over of his own resources to the Beis HaMikdash. That could also be used for carbon seabor, as long as what? Bilvad shiyim srim tzibor. But Rabbi say again, anything used for communal purposes must belong to the community. Therefore, what? If you want to donate your own money, you want to donate your own animal, it can be used for communal sacrificial purposes, but it must be fully given over to the tzibor. So Mar says, Pshita, that's obvious. Now detain what I have thought, Lechush Shema, Lo Yim Shem Tzibor, Yofe. I might have thought that maybe we don't want to go ahead and use anything that right now belongs to the individual. Why? Out of the concern that even though he says he's giving it over to the seaboard, maybe what? Maybe he's not giving it over full-heartedly, right? And therefore, again, there'd be a problem, Rabbi Osei, with the ownership of that carbon by the seaboard. Therefore, maybe we shouldn't accept it. Kamash Mulan, that if a person says that he's giving something over, we trust the fact that he's giving it over belief shalim, and therefore it can be used for communal purposes. Betana didan. So why doesn't our Tana include this in the Mishnah? Meaning, why doesn't our Mishnah say that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, the new year, the beginning of the new year, for usage of the new Shkalim? To which the Gemara answers, Kivan Diktani Imhevi Yatza Lo Psikale. Because I will say, remember, Our Mishnah is looking to speak in absolutes. And since we just got finished saying what? That as much as the first of Nisan you're supposed to bring from the new Shkalim, but if you didn't, what is the halacha? If you didn't, you're still Yotzei. Therefore, again, it's not an absolute new beginning, and therefore it's not included in our Mishnah. Okay. So remember, again, the Braisa said that Nisan is also the first for home rentals. So remember, again, the case that the Gemara gave was that if I go ahead and I rent my home to Reuven, and I say to Reuven, I'm renting you my home for this year ends when? This year ends Nisan. It ends Nisan. Even if it's not stipulated, even if the rental's happening in Adar, this year happens in Nisan. This year ends in Nisan. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, it's actually very interesting. Hamaskir ba'is techaver l'shana. If a person goes ahead and rents his home to his friend for a year, Mona shneimasar chodesh miyom liyom. So most according to this first opinion, it literally, astam schiros is for 1 year. An unqualified rental it lasts for 12 months from the day that the rental begins. Vim amar l'shana zu. But if instead of saying, Rabbosai, it's very interesting. You have to be careful with your words. There's a difference between saying, I'm renting this to you for a year versus what? Versus saying, I'm renting this to you for this year. If I say for a year, or a year, I'm sorry, a year means 12 months. 12 months, and not necessarily a calendrical year, meaning it doesn't start January 1 or, you know, Tishrei or El or Nisan, whatever the new year is, right? But again, it starts 12 months from this date. If I tell you this year, then the halacha is, even if the rental's happening on the 1st of Adar, once the 1st of Nisan arrives, then what can halacha l'maisa? Again, the year is over. Rabbosai, see, here's what's interesting. Now, the question is, what happens if, again, I rent it on the last day of Adar, right? What happens again, or in the middle of Adar, right, after Purim? He comes to me on Purim. I negotiate good terms on Purim, right? So what happens? And now, again, it's 2 weeks. So what's the pshat? Listen to the Gemara. Says, no, here's the qualification. Rabbosai, remember, even according to the opinion who says that 1 day is considered like a year. Remember when we saw this? We saw this on Shabbos when we started Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara talks about the idea by the reigns of the kings, right? By counting the reign of the king. So we had this concept that, remember, if the king only becomes the king even on the last day of Adar, comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and is counted as if he's reigned for 1 year. So even according to the opinion, so you might have thought like this. You might have thought, well, according to that opinion, let's say it's Mamish, the last year of Adar. And I say to Reuven, I'm renting you my home for this year. All right, what does this year mean? 1 day. See, even the opinion who says that normally 1 day could count as the whole year. Shiny hacha, rentals are different. Why? Because Rabbosai, no one goes through the effort of renting their home for less than 30 days. So meaning 1 month is the basic rental unit. If a person is, so again, to go through the trouble, no one's going to do it for less than 30 days. Therefore, so Rabbosai, what would be the ramification of this? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, I apologize. So just understand what this means. What this means is, a person doesn't go through the effort of renting for less than 30 days. So we'll say, just understand what this means. So what this means is like this. If I tell Reuven, so now we have three different cases. Case number one is it's Adar one, and I tell Reuven, I'm renting you this home for a year. A year means what? 12 months. I tell him I'm renting it to him for this year, right? What will it mean in this case? 1 month. Essentially 1 month until Nisan. What happens now if it's like the 15th of Adar? 15th of Adar. So I must say, in that case, where it's the middle of Adar, whether I say a year or the year, the truth is pretty much everyone's going to agree that what? That it's really going to be for 12 months. Why? Because it's clear that less than a month until Nisan, no one's renting it to you for less than a month, because that's just not the way rentals work. So that's the one exception to this rule of Lashonos. That apparently, again, if you're already into Adar, everyone would seem to agree that the rental would be for a period of 12 months. So the Gemara goes like, Ve'ema Tishrei. I said, why don't we say Tishrei? Meaning, where do you get that Nisan is the new year for rentals? Why don't you say Tishrei is the new year for rentals? Rashi says over here, Ve'ema Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'schiros Batim. So maybe Tishrei is the beginning of the month, the first month for rentals, the new year for rentals, to which the Gemara says, Stam, Famous Tishrei, Stam ki agar inish beise, lekula yimos hagishamim agar. You know why? Because when a person rents his home, generally what he rents it for is what? Is the entirety of the rainy season. The entirety of the rainy season. Look at Rashi. Ki agar inish beise, samoch letishrei, lekula yimei gishamim agar. So we'll say again, bepashtas, the assumption is that a person goes ahead and rents his home throughout the rainy season. When does the rainy season effectively end? Pretty much Nisan. Did you say March? Nisan, right? Nisan. On the same March. But Jewish people say Nisan. Right. Right. And you stop wearing white later in the day as well. Correct. So
we're gonna get to that,
right? That's actually the Rishonim. So the idea of Rabbi Say is what? So therefore the assumption is a person rents out his home for the duration of the rainy season, and therefore the mice of the rainy season ends at Nisan. V'tana didan. So why doesn't the Tana of our Mishnah include this in the Mishnah? Why don't you say that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for rentals? To which our Tana says, because v'nisan v'tana didan v'nisan ami mishkach shchiach kitri. Because our Tana holds that, you know, sometimes the rainy season does extend into the Nisan. Just so you should know, that happened this year. There was major torrential rain in Eretz Yisrael already in Chodesh. Now again, it's not the norm. It's not the norm. The norm is already come Pesach time, it is not raining anymore. But our Tana says, listen, it's not. I agree with you in premise. That in premise, generally we'll say that rentals extend throughout the rainy season. Just a difference, says the Tana of our Mishnah, is very often rainy season extends into Nisan as well. Therefore, Nisan cannot be the new year of rentals, and therefore, again, it's not included in our Mishnah. Fine. So remember, again, now this is going back to quoting our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Be'echad be'elul, Roshana le'maiser behema. The first of Elul is Roshana for animal tithing, which remember, again, Abbas, we spoke about on Shabbos, means that normally when tithing, you tithe from a flock that was born during the same period. So what's your line of what's your calendrical line of demarcation? The first of Elul. So all animals born between the first of Elul this year, and we'll call it again the end of Av, we'll call it the 30th of Av next year, they are part of one animal cohort, one animal group, and therefore you tithe that group as one entity. However, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagreed, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon said, no, for animal tithing, the new year actually is the first of Tishrei. The first of Tishrei. So says the Gemara, money. So whose opinion this is? Money. Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir, this is Sanya. Rabbi Meir says that the first of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. Ulu regalim money, and whose opinion is reflected in regalim, meaning whose opinion is it in the Mishnah? Because remember, in the Mishnah, it's without attribution. In the Mishnah, it just says that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for regalim. So whose opinion does that reflect? Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, really? Are you telling me then that Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad B'tishrei, that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that for Ma'aser Behema, the Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei. If that's the case, then the way the Mishnah is set up is Reisha B'Seifa Rabbi Shimon. Then the first part and the last part of the Mishnah are both Rabbi Shimon U'Metzias Rabbi Meir, and the middle part is reflecting the view of Rabbi Meir. So we'll say that's just a strange stylistic approach to the Mishnah. Generally, the Mishnah likes to reflect one opinion throughout, or if not opinion throughout, you know, one opinion in the Reisha, one opinion in the Seifa. The notion that the Reisha is one opinion, the Seifa is another opinion, and the Metziyasa, the middle case, is a third opinion, that just seems to be very choppy in the style of the Mishnah. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hi. The truth is, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the codifier of the Mishnah. The Nasiv lay aliba de Tanoi. And therefore, again, Rabbi points out the different opinions that he holds through in these different topics. Berigolim Savala Krabi Shimon. When it comes to Yamtiv, he holds a Krabi Shimon, and therefore again Nisan is the first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. The Meiser Behema Savala Krabi Meir. For Meiser Behema holds a Krabi Meir, namely that Rosh Chodesh Elul is the beginning of the year for Meiser Behema. Iachi Arba Chamisha Havu. If that's the case, then why does the Mishnah say that there are four Rosh Hashanah? There are really again five. Amar Rava, Rava says, no, I'll tell you why. Arba al divrei hakol. In reality, again, there are four Rosh Hashanah that everybody agrees to. What are they? The Rabbi Meir, Arba al dal regalim, because according to Rabbi Meir, he has his four, but you could remove from that discussion Nisan, which is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. The Rabbi Shimon Arba, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have four Dal Maaser Behemah. Again, take out Maaser Behemah. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Arba'a Chadashim Ubahen Kama Rashi Shanim. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, in reality, there are 4 months throughout the year in which you have multiple Rashi Hashanah. So also when the Mishnah says that there are Arba Rashi Shanah, what the Mishnah just means is there are 4 months throughout the year that that house new years within them. But within those particular months, there are differences of opinion as to what the Rashi Hashanah are. Let's just go a little bit tighter. Meisvei. So when raises the Kasha. Shisha Asra B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah La'Omer, on the 16th of Nisan, which Rabbi says is the first day of Chol HaMoed, 16th of Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah for the Omer. That doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah for the Omer, meaning the Karban HaOmer is brought on the 16th of Nisan. It's Rosh Hashanah for the Omer. Similarly, Shisha B'Sivan, on the 6th of Sivan, Rosh Hashanah, L'Shtei Alechem, that is considered to be Rosh Hashanah. L'Shtei Alechem, Rabbi says, it refers to the very specific Karban that was brought on Shavuos. Two loaves. Chametz loaves, actually. So the Gemara says, L'Rabba L'Sni Shisha, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Sni Chamisha. So according to Rabbi, therefore, there should be a total of six new years. And according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there should be a total of five new years. So we'll say what the Gemara is pointing out over here is the Braisa just introduced to us two new years. So why aren't these reckoned? Amar Papa, no. Kika Chashiv, what counts as part of our list of new years? Midi Dechayel Me'arta. Only new years that begin when? The night before. But Midi Dechayel Me'arta, but new years that do not occur the night before, lo kachashiv, are not counted. So we'll say the Gemara therefore says that the Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, for the Karban Omer, the 16th of Nisan, and the Rosh Hashanah for the Shtei Alechem, the 6th of Sivan, don't count. Why, Rabbi Sai? These are both sacrificial items. When is the Omer offered? The Omer is offered by day. When is the Shtei Alechem offered? By day. Therefore, again, the Mishnah only counts things, only counts Rosh Hashanah. That's what? That begin the night before, and these, in fact, do not occur until that day. I have the Gemara say, 1 second, Bahari Regalim. But yeah, when it comes to Regalim, Delo Chayli Me'arta V'Kachashiv. But I both say the Regalim. Now remember, what does this mean, the Regalim? Remember again, the Mishnah said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Remember, what's the ramification of that? Remember, what we've spent a lot of time on that. What that means is that comes Nisan, or specifically comes Pesach, once it happens, you are over on Baal Ta'acher. You're over on Baal Ta'acher. If you have not brought your carbon for a series now of three Regalim, so now at the end of the day, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. I will say the assumption is, when do you violate Baal Ta'acher? Only when? Only really the morning of Pesach. Why? Because it's only on the morning of Pesach where, technically speaking, you could offer up karbanos. So what do you see from here? That in reality, again, the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim Nisan also only begins in the morning and not by night, because you can't offer up karbanos at night. To which the Gemara says, no, that's different. That's different, why I both say, because the truth is, you're really in violation of Baal Ta'acher earlier. Meaning, in reality, when should you bring your karbanos? When should you really bring them? You should have brought them right when you made the neder. That's the real truth, or when you make the nedava. As soon as you have the obligation, is really immediately when you should fulfill it. It's just that what? It's just that comes Pesach, so that triggers the prohibition. But the prohibition really existed beforehand, and therefore, again, we consider this Rosh Hashanah as if it occurred by night. So we'll say, we'll stop over here. So just understand, we are stopping mid-discussion. So just to orient ourselves a little bit as to where we are, we're stopping in the middle over here, really highlighting this idea. We're trying to figure out why is it that the Rosh Hashanah of the Karban HaOmer, as well as the Shtei HaLechem, was not counted as part of the Mishnah's tabulation of Rosh Hashanah. The answer we put forth now is because we only counted Rosh Hashanah that began at night, but Omer and Shtei HaLechem did not begin at night, therefore they're not included. So we're stopping in the middle of that discussion. Resolution will come tomorrow. For the Karban HaOmer, correct. And not only that, Karban HaOmer is just straight up barley. You're not making it into anything, as opposed to Shtei HaLechem.